KY says.
Sat Kewal Saib, and welcome back to another Satsang session with Kewal Youth. We are excited to continue this Upasana translation journey with you all, so let's get started. Before we start, we would like to make shout-outs to our amazing Kewal Youth team. From scripting to recording to producing, everyone is doing a great job. Your dedication and seva are truly inspirational.
Sat Kewal Saib, Kewal Youth. Bobby and I are here for our last Upasana translation episode for this series. Ooh, Bobby, how wild is this?
It is pretty wild, Radhi. We released our first episode last year back the first week of November. It has been a crazy journey, but we all have learned so much. Doing these translations has given me a new perspective for my Upasana devotion.
I agree, Bobby. As I do these translations and learn these meanings, I am able to apply them when I'm doing Upasana. It helps me connect to my faith on so many levels.
Yes, it has. And I'm especially connected to the sections composed by Srinandasji Maharaj because he just evokes so much bhav for Param Guru.
Oh, for sure. He is my inspiration to build my connection to Param Guru. We can't get to Karta if we don't have this connection to Param Guru.
Exactly. And as we do this final stuti, which is also composed by Srinandasji Maharaj, we can evoke our bhav for Param Guru once more and really end our Upasana on a strong note.
Yes, ma'am. So the last and final section of our Upasana is entitled Puran Arti, a short and sweet way for us to give our Upasana a nice conclusion at the end of the day.
So we have some special guests here with us today to help us understand the specifics of our last devotional act in our Upasana Kram. Our first guest is Janki. Janki is our KY website committee chair and has been giving great seva to our Kewal Gnyan Mandir since 2009. Welcome, Janki.
Thank you, Bobby and Radhi, for having me on this episode. I love listening to our episodes. They have helped me understand so much about our dharam at large. I have been able to make satsang connections, which have been helping me be a better satsang teacher for the younger kids too.
That's great. We are so happy to hear when our KYers get so much from our satsangs and gnan. And our second guest, KY, y'all already know him. He was on an episode earlier in the series, but he is too good. We had to bring him back for a second time. Kush, one of our KGM originals and one of KY's most devoted sevaks. He is also our board secretary. Kush is our, he's our committee's gorilla glue. He keeps everything together. He keeps all of us on track. He does such a great job. We love you, man. Welcome back, homie.
Thanks, Radhi and Bobby. I'm looking forward to participating in more Upasana translations. Param Guru's Gyan has given my faith so much stability.
Such is Param Guru's Gyan. It gives our minds so much peace and our hearts so much warmth. And as we dissect our last portion here, we will be able to further understand Pujya Srinandasji Maharaj's true bhav for Param Guru.
So this last section is Bodhan Arti, right?
Right.
Bodhan means to go to rest or sleep. So with this section, Srinandasji Maharaj is showing that bhav for Param Guru.
Right. So how from the first section of Upasana, in which we put flowers on Param Guru, light divas, and do all the other traditional rituals as a show of our faith, this is also one way to show our faith.
Right. We want to express our feelings towards Param Guru. And one way we do this is by personalizing our relationship to him. We care for him. We give him our attention. And we increase our love towards him. We must do this by expressing our bhav. Think about any relationship we forge. We build it and we grow it by giving that other person our regular time and attention. We show them care. We ask them, are you hungry? Are you tired? Do you want to take rest? Do you want to take a nap? Do you want to eat something? Have you eaten today? How was your day? All of these questions that we ask our loved ones show that we care for them. So we want to implement that same level of thinking here into our faith. We want to show Paramguru we care for him. Paramguru Param Vishesh Aunchche. He is above everything. He doesn't need our care, but as bhaks of Paramguru, we owe him our care.
Although it should be noted that Paramguru does not rest or need it. Paramguru is Guru Maharaj, Sampurna Vidsur Vibhuti. He is all-powerful and is above all worldly desires and needs. However, as his bhaktus, we offer this to him as a show of our care and faith.
Yeah, that makes sense. The more we personalize our relationship with Paramguru, the stronger our bonds will form.
So, let's get started, singers.
पोढे सुख से जश्री महाराज करुणा सागर राज पोढे सुख से जश्री महाराज.
This first verse is actually our take or chorus. We sing it after each verse to reaffirm our actions associated with this prathna. So, Pode Sukha Seja Shri Maharaj Karuna Sagar Raj. Pode means to put to sleep. Sukh means comfortable happiness. Sage means bed. Shri Maharaj is referring to Srimad Karuna Sagar Maharaj. Karuna Sagar again is referring to Paramguru Srimad Karuna Sagar Maharaj. And Raj means king.
And then the first part of that line is repeated once more.
In this verse, Sri Narandashi Maharaj says that Paramguru, the Guru Maharaj, who is the king of all gurus, has come to sleep happily on his comfortable bed.
Good. And now the first verse, singers.
संतन के सुख दायक लायक नायक सजन स्विराज शोभ सुंदर अति अनुपम षोडश चिन्ह धरि साज पोढे सुख सेज श्री महाराज.
So the first line, Santana ke sukha dayaka layaka nayaka sajana swaraj. Santana ke means of the saints. Sukha means happiness. Dayaka means giver of. Layaka means to be suitable, to be worthy of getting something. Nayaka means obedient. Sajan are the devotees, and Swaraj means self-governing.
Shobha Sundira Ati Anupama Shodash Chinha Dhare Saj. Shobha means looking, Sundir means beautiful, Ati means so much, Anupam means cannot be compared to, Shodasha means 16, Chinha are signs and symbols, and Dhare Saj means bears on the body.
With this first verse, Sri Narandashi Maharaj says that Paramguru proficiently bestows divine happiness to saints and devotees as their leader. He's so beautiful looking that cannot be compared to anything or anyone. His body bears 16 divine signs and symbols. These are the chinhos we discussed in our parikrama.
So, Sri Narandashi Maharaj is once again setting up a visual of Param Guru in our minds and reinforcing what Param Guru brings us, ultimate happiness.
We just have to be Param Guru's obedient bhakts, meaning we have to follow his rules and teachings. He teaches us how to be kind, giving, empathetic, true, and so much more.
That is right. Nice job, both of you. Okay, singers, next verse, please.
Kala khata dasa vibhuti purana param guru jagataj lai laksha alokika anubhava suragati nahi samaj podhe sukha.
So the first line, Kala khata dasha vibhuti purana param guru jagkaj. Kala means skills, khata dasha means 16, vibhuti are special powers, puran means complete with, param guru Srimad Karunasagar Maharaj, jag means world, and kaj means for the welfare or purpose of.
And the second line, laye laksha alaukika anubhava surgati nahi samaj. Laye means has brought, laksha means goal, in this case a very specific goal as it relates to Kaivalkarta's knowledge. Alaukik means unique and supernatural. Anubhav means experience. Sur are devis and devtas, deities. Gati in this verse means understanding. Nahi means not. And samaj means society.
With this second verse, Sri Narandashi Maharaj, and we as well, since we are singing this section, are acknowledging why Kaivalkarta sent Param Guru as a messenger to this world. Gartha sent Param Guru to us to help refocus our attention back to the truth. True Gyan, which we call Shashvat, is Gyan that has ultimate truth and is eternal.
Right, and Kaivalkarta is our one and only creator and controller who exists as a universal energy. However, through years of misguided information, the Ansh of Karta have been led into random directions. We have forgotten the truth, and this is preventing us from reaching Parampad, which is Kartastha.
So, Sri Narandashi Maharaj is saying that Karta has given Param Guru all 16 vibhutis, meaning powers, and made him complete before sending him to us for our own welfare.
And Param Guru has brought this unique and supernatural goal of Parampad, that is above the understanding of even Dev and Devis.
Yes, and once we experience Param Guru's Gnan, everything else seems to fade away. Param Guru redirects our attention to the purest truth there is. Okay, singers, next verse.
Navghan Shyama Swarup Swami Nami Kahata Daladaj Tej Puja Prakash Pavana Kartar Hata Jan Laj Pode Sukha.
Okay, so the first line, Navgana Shama Swarupa Swami Dami Kahata Dala Daj. Nav means wonderful. Ganshama are like bluish black clouds. Swarup means form and figure. Swami is referring to Srimad Karunasagar Maharaj. Dami means comparing with another person. Kahata means to say, dal means heart, and daj means feelings of anger.
And the second line, teja punja prakasha bhavana Karat Rahat Jana Laj. Tej means light. Punja means accumulation of. Prakash means illumination or brightness. Bhavana means pure. Karata means does. Rahata means to stay. Jana are the devotees, and Laj means shame.
So in the first part of the verse, we are understanding how divinely beautiful Param Guru Swarup, meaning physical form, is. It is as deep and magnificent as bluish-black clouds. Sri Narandashi Maharaj is expressing his inability to compare Param Guru's Swarup to anyone else because it makes him angry.
Right. So the mere thought of comparing Param Guru's divine physical form to anyone else brings anger to Sri Narandashi Maharaj's mind, because Param Guru is truly incomparable in every single way. And if I'm going to further elaborate on this point, just really quickly, this is how our devotion to Param Guru should be. It should be so focused and so just loyal that we can't stand Param Guru being compared to anything, because we know that Param Guru, apra Guru Maharaj, is above everything else. And nothing can ever compare to him and his greatness.
Once again, Sri Narandashi Maharaj shows us just how much affection he has for Param Guru. As we continue this verse, the second part is furthering these feelings of incomparability. We are saying that there is no single entity or person, aside from Kartha of course, that can match Param Guru's stature. Param Guru's Prakash, meaning the illuminated energy that is always emanating from Param Guru, turns every ounce pure as well.
Yes, and seeing this pure light of knowledge and truth makes ordinary individuals feel ashamed of their ignorance and misguided behavior.
Each verse has so much meaning and depth. I mean, this is like for every section, but Podanarthi is so short. It is only like 6 verses, but each verse is just so meaningful with so much information.
Yes, Pujya Sri Narandashi Maharaj says that there aren't enough words that I can use to describe Param Guru's abilities, greatness, and my bhav for Param Guru. There aren't enough words in existence to describe how I feel about my Param Guru, but I will keep trying. So he will continue to compose all of the different buds and grunts and prarthanas in an effort to show Param Guru his dedication, love, and devotion. Okay, so shall we move on to the next verse? Singers?
Chandana seja jaditra sobrana pushpapi chodi bichaj ata aragaki lapat lagavat sugandha kesar taj pode sukha.
Okay, so the first line, chandana seja Chaditra Shovrana Pushpa Pichodi Bichaj. Chandana means sandalwood. Sage means bad. Jaditra Shovrana means gold plated, like dipped in gold. Pushpa are flowers. Pichodi means a bad sheet. And Bichaj means to spread.
And the second line, Atara aragaki lapat lagavata sugandha keshara taj. Atara is a fragrant essential oil that's made from botanical sources. Araga is extracted from the agar plant. So again, we're referring to these plant-based substances that have very natural, holistic, earthly origins. Ki means of. Lapat means smell. Lagavata means to spray. Sugandh means scented. Keshar is saffron. So this is those string-like red particles that our moms and dads like to use to garnish dairy products. So we put it on top of the milk, we put it on top of like shikhand, any other type of dairy product. And it usually gives the surface a reddish golden hue. And then taj means importantly.
See, with this verse, we are setting up a sensory environment which surrounds Param Guru.
So Sri Narandashi Maharaj is saying that Param Guru's bed is made of sandalwood and adorned with plates of gold. It is covered with a bedsheet made of flowers and scented with special extracts from attar, which are essential oils from botanical sources, agar, which comes from the agar plant, and saffron, which is kesar.
If we understand this verse on a deeper level, we see that only the purest of materials are used for Param Guru's seva. This is symbolic of Param Guru's status. If we slept on a bed of gold, it would be unbefitting. However, Param Guru is Guru Maharaj, and his seva materials reflect that.
Exactly. Param Guru does not want all these amenities, nor does he need them. However, as his bhaktos and sevaks, we provide him with the only best and the purest materials, because that is our bhav for him. All right, singers, next verse, please.
Seva karan sab sur aaye sant sajan ko samaj anand ko ati hot ko lahal har ki garib manwaj pore.
The first line. Seva karana saba sura aye santa sajana ko samaj. Seva means service, selfless service. Karana means to do. Saba means all. Sura are the devis and devtas. Aye means to have come. Santana means saints. Sajana are the devotees. And samaj is the community.
And the second line. Ananda ko ati hot ko lahala har ki garib nawaj. Ananda ko means joy. Ati means full of. Hot means is happening. Ko lahal means great noise, full of joyful cheers. Harke means with extreme happiness. Garib means poor, and Navaj means protector of. So combine these two words, Garib Navaj means protector of poor.
In this verse, we are acknowledging the entire community of devs, saints, and devotees that have come to serve His Holiness Srimad Karunasagar Maharaj. The entire environment is filled with joyful cheers.
And Param Guru, who is the protector of the poor, has so much happiness in his heart as he hears these joyful cheers.
Every person, saint and devotee alike, and all the devis and devtas, they have all come for Param Guru's aarti and seva. When we do Param Guru's bhajan, bhakti, upasana, we are surrounded by so many higher spiritual entities who have also come to join us in these pious services. We should remember that.
Yes, it is truly such a blessed spiritual environment. Okay, singers, our final verse, please.
Srimad Kuvera Sabha Das Ko Dala Dekhi Uchare Avaj Naran Dasa Asapad Rajaki Pure Puran Kaj Pudhe Sukha सेज श्री महाराज करुणा सागर राज पुडे सुखा।
सो द फर्स्ट लाइन श्रीमत कुबेर सब दास को दल देखी उचरे आवाज। श्रीमत कुबेर इज परम गुरु, सब मीन्स एंटायर, दास को मीन्स टू द डिवोटीज, दल मीन्स great and heartfelt joy, dekhi means sing, uchare means utters, and avaj means speech.
And the second line. This line has so much feeling and humility. Pujya Shri Narayanadasji Maharaj, with this one line, he shows us what our devotion should be like. Narana Dasa Asha Pada Rajaki Pure Purana Kaj. Narana Das, Sri Narayanadasji Maharaj is referring to himself in the third person. Asha means wishes. Pada means position. Raja. Raja are the dust particles that are covering Param Guru's feet. Ki means of. Pure means fulfill. Purana means completely. And Kaj means work.
So first, Sri Narayanadasji Maharaj shows us how overjoyed Param Guru is by seeing his bhakto's heartfelt joy, and Param Guru utters only good wishes for the welfare of his devotees.
And in this last line, Sri Narayanadasji Maharaj makes an extremely humble request in which he only wishes for the dust particles from Param Guru's feet. There is so much power and energy in Param Guru's Jada and Raj that it will make any bhakt complete.
Right. So over and over again, we have kept learning how divine and powerful Param Guru is. Param Guru's energy is so overwhelming that even the dust from his feet will purify us.
And Sri Narayanadasji Maharaj only wants this Jada and Raj, nothing else. Think of that tyag and humility. He's saying, just by Param Guru's Charan Raj, he will be completed. And that's all he wants from Param Guru. Nothing else. He has truly encapsulated what it means to be Param Guru Na Das. And when I think about it, when I really try to apply it to my own faith, it really helps me understand and put things into perspective. We go to Param Guru with so many wishes. Param Guru, please do this for me. Param Guru, please do that for me. But what about if we go to Param Guru and say, Param Guru, please help me be a better bhakt. Please always keep me in your shelter. Please give me the position of your charan, which to me is the highest position in this world. What if we go to Param Guru with these asks?
I agree. Every time we sing and understand something Sri Narayanadasji Maharaj has composed, I'm filled with so many feels.
That is the whole point of bhakti. We want those bhav to come forward so we can express our faith and continue to build it. The more we think and say, the more we will connect.
Exactly. We want to think, I want to be close to Param Guru. I love Param Guru. I want to build a connection to Param Guru. Then we will have to say that to him as well. When we sit down to do our darshan, we should pray to Param Guru that, oh Param Guru, please give me a place in your shelter. Always stay by my side and always continue to help me and guide me on my journey of faith. We need to make this humble request every single day to reinforce it and to show Param Guru that we really want this.
Equally, we shouldn't ask Param Guru to fulfill material or transient desires. We want to ask Param Guru to help us build our faith through regular bhakti, gyan, and vairag. When we ask for material things, we are bartering our bhakti in a way.
That is exactly right, Kush. Some of the best bhaktos of our times and previous times have only requested one thing, a place at the feet of their guru. Param Guru, I just want to keep doing your bhakti. I want to obtain your jnana. Please help me reduce my material attachments.
We have to actively request each of these things every time we pray. Wow, can't believe we just finished our last section of our upasana.
Well, technically, we still have the Guru Mahima left.
Yes, we do. Guru Mahima will be our next series, an extension of the Upasana translation series, but it's also its own project. Since the Guru Mahima is so deep and there is just so much to learn from it, each verse has so much knowledge hidden within it. Just wait till you hear this. Each episode is going to top the one before it. It's going to be like, what is happening? But it's going to be so good, and we're going to learn so much, and we're going to connect in ways we never thought before. So we're excited for it.
Wow, can't wait to hear that.
Soon enough. In the meantime, Kaival Youth, make sure to refresh your Upasana understandings by listening to the previous episodes again. There is no such thing as too much satsang.
Okay, so stay on the lookout for our next series in which we dissect the Guru Mahima. And also be on the lookout because KY Podcast Team has a couple of special surprises for all of you. Isn't that right, Bobby?
Right, Radhi. We are excited for all of you to be part of this next chapter. For now, thank you to Janki and Kush for being on this episode. It was a great time with both of you.
Thank you for having us. I enjoyed being back with you both and Janki. Sakyo Saib Kaival Youth.
Yes, it was my first time on an episode and I had a great time helping to spread Param Guru's Gnan. Sadgayo Sahib Kaival Youth.
We enjoyed having you both as well. Keep up the great seva. All right, KY, it's time to tune out, but we will be back for sure. Sat Keval Sahib.
Sat Keval Sahib, everyone.
This work is copyrighted 2020 by Kaival Youth, which is a national subsidiary of Kaival Gyan Chicago Foundation. Reproduction in any manner is prohibited without the express consent of Kaival Youth. For more information, visit www.kaival.org or email satsang@kaival.org. All rights reserved. Sat Keval Sahib.